Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Salt Path by Rainer Wynn is a best-selling memoir that follows a couple at the moment their life collapses and the sea becomes their only steady horizon. After losing their home and security, Rainer and her husband Moth are confronted with a harsh diagnosis and an uncertain future. With limited money and few options, they decide to walk the Southwest Coast Path, a long trail that traces England's rugged coastline. The book weaves travel writing with an intimate account of marriage, under pressure, chronic illness, and the search for dignity when society has little space for people who fall outside conventional safety nets. As the landscape shifts from windswept cliffs to quiet coves, the journey becomes both physical and deeply personal, shaped by weather, hunger, kindness from strangers, and the daily choice to keep moving. Wynn's story is ultimately about endurance, belonging, and how nature can offer a form of refuge when everything else is gone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a life unraveling and a radical decision to walk. The book's opening premise centers on abrupt loss and the destabilizing effects of being stripped of home, status, and predictable routines. Wynn frames homelessness not as an abstract social issue, but as an immediate lived condition, where practical problems such as where to sleep, how to stay clean, and how to protect possessions become constant calculations. Against this backdrop, the decision to walk the Southwest Coast Path is presented as both necessity and defiance. It is a way to impose structure on chaos and to replace a vanished future with a clear daily task: follow the line of the coast. The path becomes a container for grief and uncertainty, offering measurable progress when everything else feels unmoored. The book also highlights the emotional weight of choosing motion over stagnation, especially when the more socially acceptable choices are not accessible. By setting out with minimal resources, the couple redefines what survival can look like and challenges assumptions about who belongs in public spaces. The early stages establish the central tension. Vulnerability meets determination, and the journey begins as a gamble for both body and spirit. Secondly, illness on the trail and the discipline of daily hope. A defining thread in the memoir is living with serious illness while attempting an endurance walk. Rather than treating diagnosis as a single dramatic moment, the narrative emphasizes ongoing management, fatigue, pain, uncertainty, and the mental strain of not knowing how quickly things may change. The walk demands a careful balance between pushing forward and recognizing limits, turning each day into a practical experiment in resilience. Small choices take on outsized importance, from pacing and rest to food and shelter, and the couple must develop routines that keep them functioning despite physical setbacks. The book also explores how illness reshapes identity and partnership. Moth is not only a patient, but a companion and co-decision maker, and the journey requires them to negotiate roles without letting the diagnosis define every interaction. Wynn portrays hope as something built through repetition rather than inspiration, maintained by putting one foot in front of the other, even when conditions are punishing. Over time, the landscape and the rhythm of walking become intertwined with coping, offering moments where pain recedes enough for attention to return to birds, tides, and the simple relief of reaching a place to rest. Thirdly, nature as shelter, teacher, and mirror. The coastal environment is not mere scenery in the Salt Path. It functions as a living force that shapes decisions, mood, and meaning. Wynn pays attention to weather, seasons, and terrain as daily realities that can either threaten safety or provide unexpected gifts. Wind and rain magnify vulnerability, while clear light, ocean air, and open horizons can feel restorative. The trail teaches the couple to read the world differently, noticing signs of change in the sky, the texture of ground underfoot, and the behavior of wildlife. These observations create a sense of belonging that contrasts with the social displacement of homelessness. Nature also becomes a mirror for inner states. Exposed cliff paths echo fear, sheltered coves suggest respite, and long stretches of hard walking reflect endurance. Importantly, the book does not romanticize the outdoors as purely healing. It acknowledges cold, hunger, and exhaustion. Yet it argues through experience that immersion in natural rhythms can steady a fractured life, offering a kind of non-judgmental companionship. The relationship to the coast evolves from challenge to connection, making the landscape a central character that influences recovery, perspective, and the couple's ability to imagine a future beyond immediate survival. Fourthly, poverty, visibility, and how strangers respond. As the couple moves through towns, campsites, and public footpaths, the memoir examines how poverty is perceived and policed. Carrying everything in backpacks marks them as different, and the reactions they receive range from generosity to suspicion. Wynn depicts the subtle humiliations of being treated as a problem to be managed, as well as the profound relief when someone offers help without condescension. This tension reveals how quickly public empathy can shift based on appearance, assumptions, and local attitudes. The book also explores the logistics of living with very little money, counting every purchase, choosing between comfort and calories, and navigating rules about where people are allowed to sleep. These constraints sharpen the sense that homelessness is as much about exclusion as it is about lack of resources. At the same time, the trail community and occasional acts of kindness suggest another social reality, one in which connection can form across class boundaries through shared respect. By placing these encounters alongside descriptions of natural beauty, Wynn underscores a contrast between the open access of the coast path and the closed doors of many social systems, inviting readers to reconsider how society treats those who fall suddenly into hardship. Lastly, partnership, identity, and the rebuilding of a life. At its core, the salt path is also a study of marriage under extreme pressure. The couple must make decisions together while carrying different fears about health, about safety, and about the long-term consequences of losing stability. Walking strips life down to essentials, which can intensify conflict but also deepen intimacy. The memoir shows how partnership becomes a practical tool for survival, with shared planning, encouragement, and problem-solving. It also explores identity beyond roles defined by work, property, and social standing. When those markers disappear, the couple confronts who they are without them and what values remain. The act of walking becomes a way to reclaim agency, transforming them from passive recipients of misfortune into active participants in a demanding undertaking. Over time, the journey hints at psychological rebuilding. Confidence returns in small increments, and possibilities reopen that once felt closed. The narrative suggests that rebuilding does not require immediate restoration of what was lost. It begins with preserving dignity, strengthening connection, and learning to live with uncertainty. The path becomes both a literal route and a metaphor for a life reconstructed step by step. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who enjoy memoirs grounded in real places, as well as anyone drawn to stories of resilience, long-distance walking, and the human relationship with the natural world. It will also speak to readers interested in the realities of illness, financial precarity, and how quickly ordinary life can change. The Salt Path can benefit a reader's life by offering a concrete example of endurance that is not based on grand transformation but on daily commitment. It encourages attention to small sources of strength, the stabilizing power of routine, and the possibility of finding meaning even when solutions are not immediate. Compared with similar nature and travel memoirs, Wynn's story stands out for the stakes involved and the clarity with which it connects landscape to survival. The walk is not a leisure challenge or a bucket list adventure. It is a response to loss, which gives the journey uncommon urgency. The writing also brings social realities into focus, without turning the narrative into a manifesto, letting lived experience carry the message. For readers looking for an affecting, thoughtful account of hardship met with courage, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Rainer Wynn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.